Okay, I want to talk to you today a little bit about the 17 counties of the Permian Basin. I made maps of each county and copied them off. And I got to noticing something. In every one of these counties, there's the county seat. The county seat. Like right here. The county seat of Gaines is Seminole. The county seat of Borden is Gale. The county seat of Andrews or Winkler is Andrews. The county seat of Martin County, I didn't write that one down here. Usually it says which one, what the county seat is. I'll have to go back and find this one. It may be Glasscock. Anyway. But most of them have a star marked on each chart where the county seat is. Well, yesterday, after I had gone and looked at every county and wrote down how many towns are in each county. There's about 65 little towns in these 17 counties. 65. Some of them are incorporated, some are not. Some are just ghost towns. But yeah, about 65. And so I went back to take my bath, and I was in the tub, and I had the Lord say this to me. Satan will always choose the seats of authority to work through, the county seat. All 65 of the small towns in the 17 counties have a county seat. It's probably their courthouse. The sheriffs carry the highest jurisdiction in the county. County sheriffs. A lot of the precincts are county. More than likely, they operate out of the courthouse also. This is what a county seat is: center of administration, the government center of a county. The elected officials and employees operate out of the building like a capital. The county seat, like a capital, serves as the administrative center and seat of government for its respective jurisdiction, overseeing governance and providing services, but at the county level rather than the state or the country level. Now, when you get to the town halls, you're going into municipalities, which are considered city. Police are city, not county. Sheriffs are county. So this is a separate entity within that. City Hall. Police probably come out of City Hall with the mayor of the town. Okay. Satan's ley lines will start at the top and work its way down the chain of command. So the county seat's going to be the place that I believe that our focus is to be. What I want to do is I'm going to go into each county and I'm going to find out who the officers are, who the elected officials are in each county. And then we're going to target them to come to the Lord. Because how in the, if the top is not a Christian and serving Jesus, what good is it the underlings? It's at the top. That's where Satan puts his place, his seat of authority, like Jesus talked to John in the churches. He said, "I know where Satan's seat is." That's the place of authority. Just like the Lord spoke to us, and the federal courts run off of that, like what he told you about the ley line between the federal court in Midland and the state capitol. See, that's what a county seat is. The state capitol's like a county seat. So with that said, I believe the Lord's going to give us maybe just a little bit here and there till we begin to form a picture. But we cannot go wrong by praying for those in authority. That is already in the scripture for us to do so. And I believe it's a place to start. Okay.